Hey y'all, welcome back. I am not dead, but I have been taking a lot of time off. It has been a weird, maybe, I guess, what, 6 months since I have gotten anything out, and there's just been a lot going on, and so I wanted to take a moment to just re-enter the podcast world and just get on here and chit-chat about a couple of things that's been going on the last few months. Of course, in my last episode, I did leave the job that I was in, unexpectedly, but you know what? It's fine. I'm happy where I am, but I'm actually professionally stifled at the moment, so I'm hoping that 2020 is going to be a good year and that I'm able to accomplish all the goals that I've set for myself, because goal setting is very important to keep yourself grounded and focused. I will say that this coronavirus thing has just really put a damper on a lot of things. But you know what? I'm not one of those people that are freaking out, running to grab all the toilet paper and hand sanitizer and all that stuff. I'm just seeing how it unfolds. I mean, I'm not coaching right now because they canceled, USA Gymnastics revoked all of the sanctioned events, at least through March, but we keep finding out that more and more time is being added to that. So, and today, I got the news that my gymnastics facility was closing down for the week, and hopefully that's all it is going to be closed for, because this outbreak is just, it's taking over everything. I am still working, but if they shut me down, it's going to be scary, because I wouldn't see it coming. But, you know, life is crazy. A lot of times, changes happen in your life and you don't really understand them, and it takes a lot of time. And piggybacking off of what I said earlier about my last episode back in July or June, I have needed some time to just step away, try to figure out what I want to do. And of course, I am 32 years old and I still don't really know what I want to be when I grow up, and I have had issues with that in the past, but I'm kind of accepting it for what it is, because I know I'm not the only one. There's so many things out in the world that we have access to these days, and so I feel like even at 32, the world is, you know, at my fingertips, and I can figure out what I want to do and all that. I do know that I want to care for others. You know, I'm a naturally nurturing person, and so I would put everything on the line to make sure that everyone around me is doing well. And sometimes that could be a bad thing, but you know, I am taking care of myself. I'm not used to being selfish. You know, my parents taught me, you know, that it's better to help others than it is to be selfish and only look out for yourself. And especially with this coronavirus thing going on, you know, my sister works at a hospital, and I talked to her tonight. She said that she finds out tomorrow if she's going to have to go into quarantine because they may have had a patient in her presence that has the coronavirus, and so she might have been exposed, and so they're probably going to put her on a 14-day quarantine just as a precaution. She's not sick, but it is scary. I mean, it definitely brings everything back to perspective. Things are shutting down. We haven't reached the point as of, what time is it? As of 11:05 p.m. on March 16th, they haven't shut down restaurants, bars, and things like that. But they have shut down the schools. They have canceled all sporting events and everything. So, sorry about that noise. I was fiddling with the mic. But just an update about the last couple months. I became a Twitch affiliate on the Twitch streaming platform. If you know what that is, great. If you don't, that's great too. It's a video game streaming platform where you play games and people watch you and talk to you and subscribe and all that jazz. And so I became an affiliate pretty quickly though. And then it's a great way for me to kind of get away from things that are bothering me in my life and make new friends, and it's a lot of fun. I do play a lot of The Sims. I did recently take a break from The Sims though and played a bunch of boy games like Batman, and that was fun. What else? I am getting involved in local theater. It became a goal of mine this year as I was trying to take stock of everything that was happening in my life and what I wanted to do and what I felt that I could still reach for realistically. And thankfully, through a new BFF of mine, Irina, she got me into a local theater here, and I went to see their current show, and it was amazing, and I can't wait to be a part of a next project. But I feel like I have a bright future creatively, because I feel like, at least for me, I need a creative outlet to have a healthy mental state. And I think that sometimes when I start feeling overwhelmed and anxious and things, it's because I haven't been taking the time to express myself in a creative way. So one of my advices for the new year is to find something that can ground you. Find something that you can always turn to when you feel overwhelmed, that will pull you back to earth and kind of slap you around a little bit and make you feel like you're in control. Excuse me, it's so late, but I like acting because it's fun to step outside of yourself and to become another person, even if it's just, you know, for fun. But I can't wait. I was going to audition for their May show, but this was before the coronavirus, and so I decided not to audition because one of the production weekends is right smack in the middle of championship season, and they had auditions a week ago tonight. And between tonight and the audition, the coronavirus thing started, and they suspended our season and canceled championships. And so now I'm kind of upset. I feel like I should have auditioned just for fun to get my feet wet, but it wasn't meant to be, and that's fine. So I'm gonna help behind the scenes and audition in September, I think, is when the next adult show is. So that'll be fun. So it's nice to have something to look forward to. But yeah, I hope you guys are doing great. It's really nice to be back. I'd really like to try to get back to a regular schedule. And I know I say this in almost every episode because I have listened to almost every episode and I say it a lot, get on a schedule, whatever. And I don't want to sit here and talk about coronavirus for the rest of my life, but I feel like it's going to be a thing for the next, oh my God, for the next few months, I would say. We don't have any coronavirus in our area, but it is slowly making its way toward us. But we'll see. We have an election coming up, and it's exciting, and just a lot of things going on. But I just wanted to put something out that would let you guys know that I am still here, and I do plan on putting out more content. But just let me know what you guys want to hear about, and I will do my best to throw it all together and present it in a way that would make you want to listen to it over and over and over and over. Plus, I like the sound of my own voice. So there's that. But I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. I know that a lot of you are out of work, maybe, or out of school. But don't fret, because it's going to be okay. It's just going to get really rough here for a little bit, and then we'll get out of this, and then life will return to normal. as it always does. But be safe out there, guys, and I will talk to you later. Hey guys, don't forget to connect with me on other social media. I am, of course, Jay Greer on the Facebook. I am the famous J87 on Instagram. I am Jim Freak on Twitch and Snapchat. That's GYMNFREAK. I'm also Jim Freak on Twitter if you want to follow me there too. And I also have a TikTok, which I'm getting into because dang, I'm getting sucked into it. But I am at JGreer5 on TikTok if you'd like to connect with me there too. But I hope to be in your brain at least once a week. And give me a shout on any of those platforms for any kind of content that you would like or any kind of topic you want me to talk about. I will talk about anything, murder, probably not coronavirus because you're going to hear enough about that, but just shoot me a topic and I will do what I can to put it together for you. But once again, thanks for listening and I will catch up with you next time.